This is the Pacifica National Board meeting of May 2nd, 2012. Happy May Day, everybody. Convening at 5:42 p.m. Pacific, 8:42 p.m. Eastern Time. Summary's chair, Bill Kosher, vice chair, Afia Longaza, secretary. And I believe Afia's not with us yet, so Bill Kosher will go ahead and call the roll. Bill, if you could call the roll, please. Thank you.
Okay. Ivan Alsanay? Ivan, I can't hear you. Ken Aaron?
Here.
Okay. Teresa Allen? Can't hear you, Teresa. Nia Bediako?
Present.
Okay. Wesley Bethune?
Here.
Okay. Carolyn Burden?
Here. Present.
Okay. Lita Berzon?
Here.
Bill Crozier, I'm here. Kathy Davis? Can't hear you, Kathy. Revelyn Gold?
Present.
Okay. Heather Gray?
Here.
Okay. Campbell Johnson? Can't hear you, Campbell. Ollie Lexa? Can't hear you, Ollie. Afia Longaza? Can't hear you, Afia. Laura Priegus? Can't hear you, Laura. Summer Reese?
I'm sorry, Laura Priegus here.
Okay, got Laura. Summer?
Present.
You're with us? Okay, Marcel Reed? Can't hear you, Marcel. George Reicher? Can't hear you, George. Tracy Rosenberg?
Here.
Okay, Dan Siegel?
Here.
Okay, Alex Steinberg?
Present.
Okay, Andrea Turner? Can't hear you, Andrea. Arlene Engelhart?
Present.
Okay, LaVarn Williams?
Present.
Okay, John Gary, Irving Secretary?
Here.
Okay. Did I miss anybody? Did anybody come in after I started calling the roll?
Hello?
Okay, we have absent. Speak up if you're here.
Teresa's
Ivan
here.
Alsame. Oh, Teresa? Okay, Teresa Allen. I have absent. Ivan Alsame, Kathy Davis, Campbell Johnson, Ali Alexa, Afia Longaza, Marcel Reed, George Ryder, and Andrea Turner. Any of you here? Okay. Don't hear anybody, but we have forum, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Sir Secretary Pro Tem / Vice Chair. What is the total number of people we have on the call then? Is it 14 or 15 or something? For a board
Let me count again. 14.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Bill. All right, fantastic. So on last week's meeting, we discussed meeting tonight. Special meeting, predominantly for closed session matters because we, you know, have a lot of stuff to get through. And but we had noticed going into open session long enough to consider the coordinating committee's recommendation on the scheduling of the next in-person PNC meeting, because obviously scheduling needs to be somewhat significantly in advance of the date. So anyway, the coordinating committee has met since last week's meeting. Have a recommendation for that next PNC meeting. And that would hopefully be the only thing that we tackle in open session today, since we have another full PNB meeting next week on the phone. And I can add in a couple of motions which have come from committees this meeting, and also put a generous amount of time in there for us to approve the accrued. So anyway, that would be my proposal to what we had briefly discussed last week, simply to vote on the coordinating committee motion and make a decision for the next PNB meeting. Go ahead and go into closed session for a couple of hours, and then we'll tack the rest of our ongoing open session business next week. Is there any objection to that proposed short open session?
Point of personal privilege, could we get the person who's babysitting to put their phone on mute?
I Thank you. I thought it was a restaurant or a diner myself. But anyway, yes, please, #1. Everyone, please mute unless you're trying to be heard.
Fine now.
It sure is. Thank you, whomever. All right. So if there's no objection, then we'll go ahead and just get forward here. And hearing none. Thank you. Bill, would you like to go ahead, since you're chair of the coordinating committee, and present the motion that was passed, please?
Point of info, aren't we going to approve the agenda for this closed session?
Well, no, we'll do that in closed session, Ken.
No, oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, we're just handling a micro.
Okay, thank you. Okay,
yeah.
We're continuing.
Hello, Ollie from Los Angeles is here.
Got it.
Hi, Ollie.
Hi.
Let me just bring you to speed. We're going to just be an open session for a really short period of time, just long enough to hopefully approve the dates for the next in-person PMB meeting, and then we're going to go into closed session, and we'll approve an agenda at that point, okay?
Okay, thank you.
For that.
Ivan is here.
Hi, Ivan. Thank you. Okay, very good. Okay, so hearing no objection, then that's what we'll do. And Bill, as chair of the coordinating committee, can you go ahead and give us what the motion was that we just passed a couple days ago?
Okay, and I just emailed it to you. I sent it to you earlier, but I had a correction, which also the corrected version I just sent. It says the next in-person PNB meeting should be no later than the last weekend in July. And it was approved with 7 yes votes and 1 no vote on Monday.
Great. Thank you. Is there any objection to that recommendation?
Yes, this is Lydia. I was the no vote. Still the no vote.
Okay, would you like to be, let me let Bill expound on why the yes, and then you can go ahead and see the opposition, and then we can take any further stack. So would you like to go ahead and move
okay,
the...
Okay, this was sort of a compromise.
Hello, it's Campbell on the call.
Hi, Campbell. Thank you. Go ahead, Bill. Sorry.
Okay. Well, this was sort of a compromise because this isn't calling for 4 meetings this year. I know there were concerns about cost, but the discussion kind of went that this cost is pretty small compared to all the other things we're doing, like elections, and that there really needs to be a chance for us to get together and work on getting some problem solving done, work on our financial problems, and all the other things that we don't seem to be able to do very well on our teleconference calls. And this would also, in-person meetings are important to allow time outside of the regular meeting to talk informally with each other, again, do brainstorming, troubleshooting, talk with local LSB members and listeners and staff. And I just felt that was most of the people in the committee felt that was important. And summer is also seems to be a less expensive time generally to travel, and this would still leave, the motion does not address when the following meeting would be. I think the assumption was it would probably be September, late September, or sometime in October, but that could be decided later after we see how our finances are going. So I think that kind of summarizes it. And I
Hello, this is Kathy. I just wanted to let you know I was on the call.
Thanks, Kathy. Thank you, Bill. Were you done speaking?
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you. All right, Lydia, so you objected. Go ahead and speak to your objection, and then I'll go ahead and take a stack after that for further comments.
Okay. So both at last week's meeting and also at last night's election committee meeting, our executive director made the emphatic statement that we do not have enough money to hold LSB elections this year. So it seems very irresponsible to then move forward and schedule an in-person meeting and with an eye to having yet a third one. And that would be a total of what, anywhere from $60,000 to $75,000 for the year. And whereas, you know, we are...
Unlike the Nimrods at Apple, but
hold on, Lydia. Hey, point of order here. Mute your, please. #1. You're ordering an apple something or other. I'll take one, but please, mute your phones. Lydia, continue.
That isn't on a Pacifica station.
Okay, so it seems, completely unreasonable to hold these meetings until we know the gravity of the finances. We haven't even been given the figures of how much our January meeting has cost, even though we have asked for them on a number of occasions. But nevertheless, the other issue is the value of these in-person meetings, which as much as I enjoy seeing other people and so on and so forth, but had these in-person meetings been as productive as everybody seems to believe they are, I don't think we would find ourselves necessarily in this do-or-die financial situation that we would jeopardize violating California Corps, since canceling the elections would require a membership vote, and that all the cost-saving measures that I have heard would not total the full amount of an election, which seems to be what the executive director is saying, that we have to cancel the elections. That's $250,000. None of the measures that I have seen would total that. So, it defies all logic, and I definitely want to be on the record as opposing this at this time. We really don't know what's going on and what it will take to get out of this in order to comply with CalCorp on and bylaws on the elections and so forth. So I think it's irresponsible by the director. I won't do that. So I will be voting no on this.
Arlene,
back.
Hold on, folks. I got
Alex,
Ken.
Is back.
Ken's
I got
in the chat. I think I called it.
Ken, I got you first. Can you just hang on? I got Ken. I got Arlene. I've got Alex. Who else?
Revelin.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else next? I'll take some more in a minute.
Campbell.
Okay. Campbell. Okay, so Ken, Arlene, Alex, Revelin, Campbell. Who was that?
Madam Chair.
I request of the chair that we limit speaking to 90 seconds. Number one, Lydia's scheduling the meeting in July does not prohibit us from canceling the meeting. Not scheduling the meeting in July sets us up for a quandary and enforces not having the meeting. Scheduling the meeting now gives us the option to have it or not have it. Not scheduling it doesn't give us the option to have it. We're talking about the meeting. We're not talking about the supposed cancellation, suspension, postponement of the elections, which may or may not occur. Convoluting the two issues is incorrect. The meetings are called for. The national in-person meetings are called for in the bylaws. We're already pushing it by limiting it from 4 down to 3 or whatever we wind up doing. No action. I mean, there's 100 things we could connect why we shouldn't have the meetings to. And the question about putting on the head of the meetings that our finances are due to the fact that we had the meeting, that's speculative. That's like saying we went this course. If we had not had the meetings, our finance would have been better. That's, I think, ludicrous. So the fact is the in-person meetings are mandated in the bylaws. We should set up to have them. Hopefully we will be able to. And let's try to work more effectively together. And let's not start talking about the election in this meeting. What the topic of discussion now is the in-person meeting.
Thank you, Ken. And I do have to say I don't like to cut people off and point of order them to death. I mean, it's your time to speak. It's your time to speak. You can say anything you like during your 90 seconds as far as I'm concerned. However, I do have to say I do not want to digress all over the elections. It's a hot potato unto itself. One of the reasons we have trouble getting stuff done on these calls is because things digress all over the place. Let's just stay focused. We're talking about having an in-person C&B meeting. There's a recommendation for the end of July. That's what we're talking about. Next week, 1 week from now, we're going to have another phone meeting. I guarantee you the elections will be on there. So just, like, please let's stay focused. We can argue over that one and how to save money or not save money, like, a week from now. So please, everybody, just stick to the PNB meeting. That is what's under discussion. That being said, thank you. Arlene, then Alex, then, after Alex, and then I have Campbell. Go ahead, Arlene. No, you're next.
Okay. Tracy, very briefly, I'm sorry. I meant to distribute it yesterday, and I wasn't able to just pull it up right now, but the expenses for the January meeting in Los Angeles were a little over $30,000.
Thank you. Which is what I recall being told it usually costs in Los Angeles. So, okay. Thank you. Did you have other things to say, Arlene?
Oh, that was it.
Okay, thanks so much. Okay, and that includes airfare and everything, and that is what I was told has been...
That includes airfare, food, hotel rooms, any other incidentals that may have come in.
Thank you so much. Alex is next, and then it was Revelin who was after Campbell, and then Tracy. Go ahead, Alex.
Okay. I think we should go ahead and accept the coordinating committee's recommendation. I agree with Bill's remarks earlier that we shouldn't be wasting the board's time rehearsing arguments that were already discussed quite thoroughly and in much more detail on the coordinating committee than we can do here. The cost of a board meeting is a tiny, tiny fraction of the amount that the board has to deal with in order to make Pacifica solvent. I think it would be money well spent if this board did its job. And history shows that the in-person meetings accomplish a lot more than the telephone meetings. People tend to waste a lot of time, more so on the phone meetings than an in-person meeting. I'm not quite sure why that is, but that has been the history. An example, here we are spending a lot of time discussing the date of the next in-person meeting when it should be a pro forma matter simply to adopt the coordinating committee's recommendation. There was also a previous meeting where we spent something like 45 minutes discussing whether we should have an email filter on the PNB's website or something, which I thought was a ridiculous waste of time, no matter what you think of the spam coming from the SafeKPFA group. So I really think we have to work effectively to meet the financial constraints we have. And just one other point, we do know what financial considerations we have to face. Our CFO just sent us the year-to-date figures as of March. And we know that revenue is less than was anticipated, both behind prior year as well as behind the budget, and expenses have gone up. So we have to act accordingly. We're going to have to make some cuts, and it's not a great mystery as to how much has to be cut, although I suppose it might be a little bit of a mystery as to where we're going to get more revenue from, but we can certainly chop some expenses. Anyway, I don't think we should be beat a dead horse about this matter. We should simply accept the coordinating committee recommendation. And if in July it seems like we're in such an acute financial crisis that we can't even afford another board meeting, we can certainly make the decision then.
This is Nia. I'm sorry.
Okay. Thank you, Alex. I've got Revelin, then I've got Campbell, then I've got Tracy. I can put you on, Nia, after Tracy, okay?
Okay.
Revelin, you're next, please.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I just, I'm basically going to pass my time up, but just to say that I do agree with the sentiment of Lydia's concern. And as long as we can, as someone said, schedule the meeting, as long as we can cancel it if we are, so that we can be fiscally responsible, then I'm yielding my time. Next person can speak.
Thank you, Revelin. All right, Campbell's next, then Tracy, then Nia. Go ahead, Campbell.
Okay. Time is of the essence right now, and if we are going to have an election, I think that there are actions that need to be taken, you know, about hiring supervisor, et cetera, to conduct that. And when we're talking about postponing or canceling that, this isn't just a bylaws issue, it's a California law issue. Okay, I just want to make sure that we're clear on that. If we make a reservation for flights and whatnot like that, I understand that to get a discount, we're talking about 6 weeks out, no longer 4 weeks to make the reservations. And usually most folks will charge you, and I don't know how the hotel would be in California, but most folk will charge you a cancellation fee if you cancel a reservation in short time. So that's a consideration. So I'm just saying that you know, this needs to be put down, I believe, on paper in a, you know, fashion so that we are clear as to what the consequences are, and we don't have anyone coming up later on and say, oh, gee, I didn't know, I didn't understand. I don't think the Attorney General will really accept that sort of thing, because we're supposed to have a fiduciary responsibility to the corporation and to the law of the state of California. Thank you.
Thank you, Campbell. Next is Tracy and Ania. Go ahead, Tracy.
What I wanted to do was call the question on the coordinating committee's motion. Can I do that at this point in time?
Yes, of course. You can wait to that when it's your time. Okay. Question's been called. Sorry, Ania. All right. Is there any objection to calling the question?
I would object, because I think that Nia should have an opportunity to speak before this thing gets resolved, voted on.
How many people are on this deck, Summer?
You're it, Nia. Can we let Nia, would there be any objection to allowing Nia to make her comment?
That'd be fine.
And then we could go ahead and go forward with a vote. Is there any objection to that?
No objection here.
Okay. Tracy, do you object to calling the question?
Sounds reasonable to me.
Great. Thank you. Tracy, did you want to say anything before I go to Nia?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Nia, go ahead. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm going in and out of sleepiness here because of the surgery that I have. I sound like a broken record, but in any case, I thought last night on the elections committee that Arlene said that would be discussed tonight on this call. And did I hear somewhere in there that we're not going to discuss this tonight?
Well, maybe Arlene was misinformed. Last week when we were on the open call for the PNB, I said that this week's meeting was predominantly for closed session matters, and then Bill suggested, because coordinating committee would be meeting, that perhaps we should have open session just to cover this. And that's what we had noticed publicly, was we'd have open session just for this, and we're having another meeting next week. So I didn't get the elections committee motion until I think it was earlier today. Anyway, there's no way functionally to put it on the agenda. This is the only matter we're handling tonight, and there's going to be, I think, quite a bit of discussion on the elections matter. I mean, I do not perceive it as an effective use of time anyway if we want to spend a decent amount in closed session to, we're not able to get what we need to get done when we spend, you know, have a really weighty matter in open and weighty matters in close. So anyway, so we'll be taking it up next week. It'll be on the agenda. You know, I'll put it in with committee reports so that we discuss it. But I don't think that was an intentional misrepresentation. I'm sure it was just a misunderstanding, because we're having three meetings in 3 weeks, so it's easy to
Okay, because you're behind schedule. Okay. All right, thank you.
Yeah, but we'll be taking it up next week. It'll be on the agenda, definitely. Because I know we have to get that out of the way as well. All right, thank you. So,
Summer?
Yes?
This is Lydia. Yeah, I mean, the context was that the interviews of election supervisors is being held up.
We already agreed
the time
discussion was closed. We already agreed
It is. I mean, Lydia, it's completely not under discussion tonight. I'm just trying to make that clear. We're not, this isn't on the agenda for tonight. It's not. So, anyway, I mean, we're having another meeting.
Wow.
No,
go
but
ahead.
I mean, it was, I mean, last
no,
week.
No, that made it clear. You made it clear.
No, but I mean, I'm trying to make it clear from a functional perspective. It isn't because I got the recommendation
clear.
Elections this morning.
Made it very clear.
But I imagine we'll spend a good deal of time on
it. It's clear. It's clear, Summer.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, so the question was called, the motion on the floor is from the coordinating committee, which is that the next in-person PNB meeting will be no later than the last weekend in July of 2012. So a yes vote will support that, a no vote will not, of course. Thank you. Madam Chair. Did Afia join us?
Yeah, hi, this is Andrea.
Hi, Andrea.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Afia, I don't think Afia's on the call. So, Bill, perhaps could you go
point
ahead and
of information,
call the
Madam Chair?
Yes, Campbell.
This will be a four-day meeting this end of July.
That was the recommendation. That is correct. It was for the weekend would be the 27th through the 30th, unless there was like a cheaper booking the weekend before, which is why we worded it that way. So, you know, no later than that weekend. But yes,
okay.
It would be a four-day meeting.
Thank you.
Thank you, Campbell. Bill, could you go ahead and call the roll since I don't think she is with us?
Okay, I'll be doing these alphabetically by last name so you'll know when to unmute yourself. Yvonne Alsame? Yvonne? Can't hear you. Can Aaron?
Yes, but I think AA comes before AL.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Okay, thank you. Well, that is Yvonne Alsame. I'll try you again.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry. Yes.
Okay, thank you. Teresa Allen.
Yes.
Okay, Nia Bediako. Can I hear you, Nia?
No. Can you hear me now? No. Am I muted?
Okay.
No. Hello?
Yeah, I got a no. I got a no. Okay. Wesley Bethune? Wesley? Can I hear you, Wesley? Carolyn Burton?
No.
Carolyn?
Somebody asked the person on the train to mute their phone.
Yeah.
Can someone hear me?
Yeah, Wesley? Is that you?
Apparently, yes.
How do you vote?
This is to approve the committee's recommendation.
The coordinating committee motion, yes.
Okay, yes. I vote yes this time.
Okay. Carolyn Burton?
Yes.
Okay. Lydia Brazon?
No.
Okay. Bill Frazier votes yes. Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Okay. Rublin Gold?
No.
Okay. Heather Gray? Can't hear you, Heather. Campbell Johnson?
No.
Ellie Lexa?
Yes.
Okay, and I forgot to say okay after Campbell. I got yours. Theon Gaza, still out here, I guess. Laura Previs?
No.
Okay. Summer Reese, oh, you're not voting, I guess. Marcel Reed? Still not here. George Ryder, are you here? Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes.
Okay. Ann Siegel?
Pass.
Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Okay. Andrea Turner?
No.
Okay. We got two people we missed. Heather Gray?
Yes.
Okay. Iwan Gaza, are you back with us? Marcel Reed? Or George Ryder? Don't hear any of you. Dan Siegel?
No.
Okay. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 yeses, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 noes.
Thank you, Bill. Okay, so the motion carries. Coordinating can commence for the next in-person meeting last weekend of July in Berkeley. Thank you, everyone. And, again, those motions which came to me from committees since yesterday, we'll go into next week's open session agenda, which we'll go ahead and get posted quickly. And we can go into closed session now. So thank you, everyone. We got that part done. And please rejoin us in just a couple minutes on closed session. Thank you. And we'll meet here.
Summer. Summer.